new Earl Ingram show. 5:40 a.m. WAUK and 101 FM, the show. On the line, Professor Bob Harvey. Professor Harvey, before we get to the top of the hour and we change the subject over to Ukraine and Russia, so expedite where we are with this critical race theory and how we fix it.
First of all, it's a bunch of lies, Earl, and unfortunately, it's something that's gonna be around with us for a while, and we just have to do what we're doing on this radio program and other places. I saw Oliver really rip into this whole subject matter and try to expose it, but it's one of these things where it's a bunch of lies that they're throwing out there to divert us from the real problem. The real problem is not, teaching our kids, about true history. The thing is, this is about control. The conservatives want to control the narrative, create a false sense of history because they put a liar in the White House, and now lies have become the norm. And unfortunately, the news media, and of course, politicians like the Democrats and others, are dropping the ball on addressing this thing. And this is what's going to probably propel, we're going to run across a rough time for the next 20 years because the conservatives are going to push through a narrative that's a lie, and by the time people figure out what's going on, it's going to be too late. And so when you got 74 million people, Earl, who voted for this man despite him being a liar and being twice impeached. Of course, the other impeachment occurred after the election, but here you got an individual, a society, that at least 47% of them believe the lies. You got 47%, for example, about 55% of the Republicans who believe that Joe Biden didn't win the election. This is a denial of truth, and it's up to us and it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with ideology. To look at it from the standpoint that we are now living in a society that is one of the most dangerous, living through one of the most dangerous times, because in a democracy, in a democratic republic that we live in, lies cannot prevail. If they do, they destroy a society. And what we've fallen victim to is the fact that lies is tolerated more so by some than any other. And unfortunately, the majority population is bought into these lies, and that's what they believe. And it's going to take time because those of us who, even though the majority of us in this country believe the opposite, the dominant population, which is the white population in this country, the majority of them has bought all of some of that lie. And you mentioned the word critical race theory. They go off. What they see is their little kids, being taught that America is a bad place. And no one is saying that America is a great place, but it has its bad problems. And we need to talk about them. You can't solve the racial issues in this country if we don't talk about them. And as long as they continue to push these lies, you're seeing racism surface.
Professor Harvey, I heard you say a few minutes ago that it'll be a generation before this stuff is worked out. You've got grandchildren, and what they're going to have to go through if we don't figure out a way to bring a close to this before a generation. Can you imagine where this thing is headed?
But the bottom line is, and this is what I was coming to when I was going to tell the story about my mother. You got to fight.
You're right.
And that's one of the things that Derek Bell said in one of his interviews. We can't drop the ball. We got to continue to fight. King and others got tired. He was tired he was ready to go when he died. He was tired. You can look at his speeches and tell. But the bottom line is that we got to continue to fight. We got to. And that's why I was so uplifting, during the George Floyd situation, where all over this country, in fact, all over the, in many parts of the world, people were marching and protesting. And in those parts of the world, there were no whole lot of black folk there.
That's
these
correct.
These were young white folk that were doing it.
That's
up
correct.
In Seattle and other places, these were young white folk. They stood out there in the cold the other day when that young man was killed while they was in his house with a registered weapon. And they came in there and they shot him while he was laying in the sofa asleep. You
right.
know, and the, but the people that protested were, most of them were white. And so that's where the hope is, that we have to push forward with this thing, and hopefully we can find the teachers who have the guts to defy. If they have to end up going to court like they did with the monkey trial in the 1920s, then so be it. But we're going to have to stand up and teach our kids that, yes, this country is great. Yes, Manifest Destiny was a profound thing that helped to build this country. But at the same time, what about the Native Americans when we locked them up in concentration camps that we call reservations? What about locking up Japanese Americans in with Executive Order 9066 in 1940-42 when we locked 110,000 American citizens of Japanese descent in 10 concentration camps or what we call internment camps? During World War II, yes, we did it, and we need to talk about that. You can't. We're not saying that all white people are bad or all of them are racist. We're just saying that that happened. And you want to know why we don't have more Chinese in this country than we do? Because in 1881, the Congress of the United States passed it, and the president signed it, the Chinese Exclusion Act. Well, we prohibited Chinese immigrants not only from coming into the country, but also to get, you know, to get their certificates of citizenship after 10 years of work. We were shipping some of them back. Not to mention that we would also were not allowing Chinese women to come over so they could marry them and produce more children in the whole bit. So we have a history. We have a history. And we didn't repeal the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1881 until 1943. And you know why? Because Madam Chiang Kai-shek came over and addressed Roosevelt, Eleanor, and Franklin at a dinner table about why they still had that act on the books. And Roosevelt had to go in the middle of the war. And that is because the Chinese people were tying down two-thirds of the Japanese forces, you know, fighting in mainland China. And we had to repeal that act in 1943. That's history. And you can't force people not to tell their truth, just as you can't tell it, can't hide it, that, you know, Africa was the birthplace of mankind. You can't sit in and try to clean that up. It happened. That's history. You know, and so those are the types of things that we have to continue to fight for. And to, unfortunately, to expose young minds at their early formative years, from the first grade all the way up through the 12th, with some you know, concocted ideology that somehow we're teaching them to hate their color or to hate their country, that's insane. What are you going to do now? If I found through with the census of 2000 that at least the 25% of our white population, ethnic population, is German. So what are you going to do in talking about the Nazis of World War II? You're going to try to clean it up because you don't want to hurt their feelings? I mean, it's asinine. This thing is blind. It's like the Charge of the Light Brigade. You know, they just charge in and lose almost the whole forces just to go out there and try to a point that makes no sense. Those kids need to be educated properly, and that's one of the things I always pride myself on. When I taught at UW La Crosse or at North Carolina Central or at UW Milwaukee or MATC, I always made sure that my students had an understanding that, yes, this is a great country, and, yes, all of us have contributed mightily, but these are some of the things that are factual, and we need to understand them. And 95% of the students, and I've taught thousands of students, they all came to me in the end, the majority of them, and thanked me for at least telling them stuff that they did not know. And that's what's important. So we got a battle on our hands, and that battle is not going to end, you know, with us sitting on our thumbs being frustrated. We've got to fight because there's institutionalized racism that we're dealing with, and that's what critical race theory is really all about. This stuff is embedded not just in people, but in institutions. And that's what we have to deal with. We have to take our state legislators back. We have to take our city and county governments back to reasonable and rational people. You don't always have to agree with it, but at least people that can think. And we have to make sure that we keep control of Congress, because they're going to go off. I guarantee you, they're probably going to win in November 2022 and take back the Congress. And we're going to have to go through this all
over. You know, Professor Harvey, you know, we've got to go to a break, but it is frustrating to say the least that you got to almost start all over again from square one. But nobody ever said this was going to be easy. You know, so we got to go to a break, Professor Harvey. When we come back, I want you to talk about the inherent dangers of where we are with Ukraine and Russia. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Professor Bob Harvey's on the line, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.